Welcome to Monday Morning Moments with Mike Van Hooser, weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. Excited to be back after last week. We took a week off with the July 4th holiday, and hope you were able to have a great holiday celebrating so many great people who have given their lives for this country and continue to serve our country as well. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about your role as a mentor and 10 considerations for that and how to be a great and effective mentor, a counselor, or a coach. And it all goes into this leadership role of being a mentor and being an effective mentor. And this week we want to shift the focus to how do you become an effective mentee and what does that look like and how do you find a mentor? We have so many people who ask us about how do I find a mentor? You talk about great mentors in your life and you talk about mentoring programs and having a great mentor, but what if I need you to just find a mentor and how do I do that? So today's focus is about mentoring and specifically about being an effective mentee and what does that look like? So I'm going to give you 10 considerations in your role as a mentee or a counselee. You might be in a formal counselor program. I was fortunate enough to be in one when I started my career at Anderson Consulting and Accenture and to have some great counselors and great mentors that were very impactful in my life and provided necessary advice, wisdom, guidance. Sometimes I just went to them to be able to vent and have them listen. And some of the mentors that I had in my life, some of them were formal relationships, some of them were informal, some of them were just for a season. But I think it's important when you think about seeking out a mentor and finding a mentor, it's important to understand what you're looking for in that type of relationship. Who are the people that you connect to from a core values standpoint, and who would you like to most learn from? Some of these may be lifelong mentors. Some of them may be just for a certain aspect of your life. Some of them may be go-to mentors. Some of them may just be for a season or be somebody that you look to for advice in all areas of your life. But I want you to think about that and think about the impact that you could have in finding a great mentor. So let's go ahead and get into 10 considerations for being an effective mentee. And the first one is, as you would imagine, seek out a mentor or counselor. You may want to find several mentors, as we just mentioned, a go-to mentor as well as other mentors who provide specialized advice or counselor. When you think of a mentor or a counselor in your life, I think it's important that you want to seek out something you want to learn, an area that you want to grow in. Maybe it's something that they've achieved in their lives that you want to understand how have they done that. And yes, you can get that through books and videos and things like that. And sometimes people will access online information and that's their mentoring program. But I think face-to-face and being able to connect head and heart is really important. And so whether that's going to your favorite coffee shop and meeting with somebody or doing it over a meal, I've found that I can find time in my day over a meal or over coffee to seek out people. Yeah, but I think it comes back to what are you looking for in a mentor? And how are you wanting to grow? And what do you want to gain from a mentoring relationship? And then it's seeking out those people. And one of the things that I've found is that the people that you go to first may not be the mentor or a mentor that's wanting to enter into a mentoring relationship, but they may be able to introduce you to other people. But it starts with understanding what you're looking for in a mentor or a counselor and seeking that out and then meeting with people, understanding how they've found mentors. Some people who have not been able to find an effective mentor go to friends and they say, well, how did you find a mentor? And then they start following up on that advice. And sometimes you can find that at work. A lot of times you can find that outside of work. And I think it's important to have both mentors who will sponsor your growth and development within your organization or company, but also to find mentors outside of the company that you can go to and ask them, how do you handle a situation like this where you might be afraid, or maybe not afraid, but just you wouldn't want to necessarily have that kind of conversation internally in your organization. We have found that the most highly effective organizations do provide effective mentoring opportunities, both formally and informally, and can seek out people who will give them advice, and it won't affect their careers necessarily in a negative way, hopefully in a positive way. But understand what you want in a mentoring relationship, and then find that person and seek them out. The second key consideration to being an effective mentee is to constantly ask questions of your mentor in order to learn. I think it's important to come to that with a structured environment. You can't just schedule a lunch or a coffee with the mentor and then say, "So, what are we going to talk about?" or "Share your wisdom." Yeah. I think it's important to think about the questions. And if you've done a good job of understanding what you want in a mentoring relationship and why you're seeking this person out, then you can come up with effective questions to ask them. And this doesn't have to be a rote interview or something like that. You may want to structure it that way, and that's a formal way to do it, and I think that can be very effective. And you may have a top three list of questions that you want to ask that person. And maybe you meet with a bunch of people to seek out certain information if you're trying to learn in a specific skill area or growth area. But I think as you think about lifelong mentors, it happens authentically and organically, and can just develop over time. I do have a list of some questions that you might consider that are important, whether it's in a formal or an informal setting with your mentor. So here are some questions you might want to consider. I think the first question is, what has become clear since we last met? And obviously, this would be in an ongoing relationship, but this goes back to me for Ralph Waldo Emerson used to ask this question of his friends, and I think he may have asked Henry David Thoreau out on Walden Pond this question many times, but he would ask this question, what has become clear since we last met? If you've read my blog or heard other podcasts, you've heard me mention this question a lot. It's a question that I ask of myself for my own self-awareness, but also for coaching clients that I have, and just people that I'm mentoring as well, both formally and informally. But the question to me means, how are you drawing clarity between the experiences? We have to be open to the experiences we're having. How are we drawing clarity from those experiences, and what have we learned from those? And then what action are we taking based on that clarity and based on that learning? So asking this question, either word for word or in your own authentic way, what has become clear since we last met, really gets to some good insight that your mentor can share about what they've been experiencing and the clarity they've drawn from that. Another question might be, what do you wish you had known earlier in your career? This is good if you're meeting with somebody who's more experienced and you want to find out, things that they've learned and what have they learned from their experiences that life has taught them, and that how they're applying that as well. So it's a good way, especially if somebody is several years ahead of you, to learn from them and to start applying in your career as well. And it's a good conversation starter about that. A third question is, what perspective have you gained based on your experience? So many times experience is the best teacher, and hopefully we're gaining perspective over time. Things that we worried about early in our career, maybe we've gained a better perspective on. Things that we celebrated or cherished or really maybe idolized in certain areas, maybe we've gained a proper perspective to put that in its place and to cherish that experience, but not necessarily to place it as an idol or something that we still talk about to this day, and we're not growing past those great experiences. So perspective is a great learning experience, learning from experience. And I think perspective is a great teacher in our lives as well, because it helps us in going forward. So asking that question of your mentor, what perspective have you gained based on your experience, is a good question as well. What books are you currently reading, studying, and learning from? That's always a great question to find where somebody's interest is. I think it tells how they're growing, how they're learning. And I think not just reading, but we added studying and learning from. Because if you're not netting anything out from your experiences of reading books, then you're just going through the transactions of reading books. So when you meet with somebody who's very insightful, hopefully they're studying, they're reading, and they're learning from these books. And not necessarily everything that somebody else might be interested in is something you're going to be interested in, but it also can expose you to the way they think and maybe some new books that you haven't heard about or learned from as well. Another question is, what is your leadership philosophy? So in understanding mentors, you may see that because that's the reason you met with them, because you think they're a great leader or you observe that they are a great leader. But maybe understanding what is their leadership philosophy? And not that this is some pious type statement, but maybe it's just a philosophy of how they see life and how they see themselves as a leader that you can grow from. Another question would be, what is the best advice you ever received? So again, this may be more of seem like a formal interview question, but I think it's important when you're meeting with somebody, and even if this was the only meeting that you were going to have with this mentor, what is the best advice you ever received? And then that opens up opportunities for them to share that. They may give one piece of advice, they may give several pieces of advice, but it's something that you can then apply in your own life in your own way. And then a final question that you might consider is, what advice would you give to me? Again, either a one-time conversation or even in an ongoing relationship, it's important to ask this question and open up the opportunity for a mentor to give you advice. It gives permission to them. They probably, if you're meeting with them, are going to do that anyway at the right and appropriate time. But as they listen to you and you open up the opportunity for them to give you advice, it's a great way to put that down and say, what advice would you give to me in my career where I'm at now, and given maybe some things that you've told them about where you want to go. So those are some conversations and starters with questions that you can ask in order to learn from them. So that's the second way to be an effective mentor. Let's move on to the third way that you can become an effective mentee, and it's to observe your mentor in action. So beyond just asking them questions and meeting with them, it's observing them in action. And I think especially if you're seeking out a mentor and within your organization, it's easier to observe them in action. What do they do? How do they lead? How do they think about things? When they ask a question in certain meetings or meeting with a customer or client or working on a project, what questions do they ask, and what are their actions, and what are their daily habits that they have as well? What systems do they have in place that help them to be productive and effective? Again, those can be questions you ask, but I think also it's to observe how they use those in action as well. Maybe you want to schedule a time to just shadow a person. Maybe there's an opportunity, whether the person works within your organization or outside of your organization, you may want to ask, could I observe you? Could I shadow you? Could I help with something you're involved in? And it's a way to understand their perspective and how they go about life and having that day in the life scenario. Fourth consideration for it being an effective mentee is developing a relationship with your mentor. So this kind of goes without saying, but I think the most effective mentoring relationships that I've had, especially the ones that are more lifelong or go on for a while, is when I develop a relationship with them, where I connect with them both on their personal and professional level. And this is really important, because if you develop a great relationship with your mentor, they're going to give you great advice and they're going to want to continue to encourage you and support you and to keep you accountable to the person that you can become. And a great mentor is always looking at that. What is the person that you can become? And when you've given them permission to do that and you work to develop a relationship with them, it's important, and they will embrace that and seek out that opportunity, engage in the opportunities to help you develop both personally and professionally. I think also when we develop a relationship with our mentor, we're more likely to receive feedback from them and the advice that they give us. If we haven't developed that relationship, we're not, you know, we may kind of take their advice and or leave it. But I think when we develop that relationship with them, it's very important, and we're more apt to receive that. And this involves time. So in the course of meeting with a mentor and developing the relationship with them, I think we, you know, think that we always have to have an agenda. Some of the best relationships that I've developed with my mentor are not when I have maybe that list of questions I'm going through every time, but when it's just having lunch or having coffee and catching up on how things are going. It's in the quantity of time that we spend that we find the quality of the relationship that we have with that person and develop over time. A fifth way to be an effective mentee is to have what I call offline conversations with your mentor or counselor. If you're in a program where you've got a formal mentor or a formal counselor, I think it's meaning not a licensed counselor, but necessarily a counselor within your organization. We used to call them counseling partners. If you have an offline conversation with them, what this is basically being able to talk to them where there's not going to be any repercussions on your career development or you're seeking advice on something and you're being vulnerable in that moment. And I think it's important to be able to find people like that where you could share things with them that they can give you advice and help with. Now, I've also seen and have a lot of friends who are licensed counselors, and sometimes you get into personal situations that you have to have a person that you can seek professional advice from about having these offline conversations. And that's, you know, a different story, but I think, and it's important that people seek out that licensed professional help. But I think also as you think about professional growth and guidance, there's certain people that we want to be able to go to, and maybe it's just venting about a certain situation or asking questions about certain things that and how to handle a certain situation. And if you don't have the ability to have those, what we will call offline conversations, then you get to a point where you think, well, I can't ask that question because they're going to expect me to know that. So having a mentor that you can ask about certain things and advice from certain things that aren't going to have repercussions on your career development or growth is very important. A sixth way to become an effective mentee is to develop a peer mentoring group to learn a technology, a skill, or ability. So this would involve small groups and or a peer mentoring group where you seek out peers and you're mentoring each other on certain things. And it could be a certain technology that you want to learn. Could be just a growth or skill area that you want to become better in. That could involve, you know, forming a group and reading a book and then having small group discussions about that and talking about what each other's learned from the book, what each other has applied in their lives from the book, and growing in accountability towards application of that in your lives or ability that you're trying to learn. So I think those can be very effective in how to do that. I think also when you find people that are in with either within your organization or outside of your organization that are at the same career stage, you can learn a lot from them and start to grow. And maybe you set up quarterly meetings and you may not be going through a book, but you share experiences of what you're dealing with. I've facilitated some of these types of groups with entrepreneurs where they're in the same stage of life and they're in the same place as far as being able to grow in their careers and learn from each other as well. And so it's really important, I think, when you think about opportunities to seek out those types of people as well. The one thing I would say about peer mentoring groups is it's important to have an agenda, an objective, those types of things, and structure the opportunities to get together. Nobody wants to come to a meeting that's unstructured, and we don't necessarily want this to be another meeting. We want it to be inspirational and where you grow from it and people want to come and want to engage. But I think putting a little structure in place has helped the peer mentoring groups that I've been a part of, and being able to have some type of objective or some type of agenda is really important. And it can be informal in nature, but creative and inspirational. And then everybody's engaged and they understand, okay, this is when we're going to meet. This is where we're going to meet. This is what we're going to discuss. And this is what we're going to gain from this and grow, how we're going to grow from it as well. A seventh way to be an effective mentee is to encourage your mentor. So you're seeking out a mentor who's going to encourage, inspire, share, help you grow, help you learn. you need to provide that same type of encouragement to your mentor. And I think a lot of times when we seek out somebody that we admire or that we want to grow and learn from, we often think that they don't need encouragement, that they've arrived, that they know it all, or that they surely would never ask me for advice. And I think you can't approach it that way. You got to know that even people who are in leadership positions or ahead of you in a certain stage of life or a certain goal they've achieved, they need encouragement. Everybody needs encouragement. I see this a lot in the people that I coach who have reached a level of success and then feel they can't ask questions of other people or feel like that they have no one to go to seek out advice. And I think that in those coaching relationships, what I've found is that encouragement is really key for anybody at any stage of life. We often refer to this as even the Michael Jordans of the world need encouragement. And even a Michael Jordan had a coach in Phil Jackson who helped, you know, get the best out of him. So I think it's important that even you as a mentee encourage your mentor and show appreciation and write thank you notes and talk about what you've admired in them and what they do. Your encouragement provides a tremendous amount of motivation and inspiration to your mentor. The eighth habit or kind of key consideration for becoming an effective mentee is what we call find the free. And basically, this is seeking out people who know things that you want to learn about or have ascended to a place you want to go and to ask them about how they've achieved mastery in a certain area or really crushed a goal or achievement. I think it's important because there's a lot of free information that's available, and obviously technology and the web and all the social media and things that we have to access certain information is out there. But we also need to seek it out. We need to find the free. And even in our organizations, there may be people who have done some incredible things. But even in our consulting business, we find that there are silos within certain organizations and there are certain experts that people are not accessing their information and their wisdom and their guidance on certain things. So seek out the free information that's out there, be able to find it, grow from it, learn from it, and advance from it as well. And then offer that to other people. I think, you know, maybe the reciprocal effect of finding the free is presenting the free. It's making sure that we offer that information to other people and we seek out people to become a mentor to as well once we've become an effective mentee. The ninth consideration for becoming an effective mentee is establishing goals that you want to accomplish with your mentor. This is probably best done at the beginning, but making sure that you have a plan and that you pursue it. It could be formal or informal. So for instance, it might be, I want to meet formally with this person for 4 sessions to learn something, you know, and it's a guided type of instruction. Or it might be, hey, I want to meet monthly or quarterly with you to connect, grow, and learn. We won't have necessarily an agenda around that, but we'll just grow from the experiences that we've had in the last month or the last quarter. But establishing goals and outcomes is very important, and you can do this as authentically and organically as you want, or you can have a specific goal in mind from a one-time meeting or an ongoing series of sessions with your mentor. But I think your mentor will appreciate that and establish those goals. And they could be informal or formal. And then the last thing that I want to talk about, again, is a 10th way to become an effective mentee. And it's communicating your goals, dreams, and passions to your counselor or mentor. I think it's really important that you share with them what your hopes and aspirations and dreams and purpose in life and calling and passion. Because the more they know all of those things together, they know more about you, both personally and professionally. They know where your heart's desire is. They know what your mind is thinking about as far as where you see yourself or where you want to be in the next year, the next 3 years, the next 5 years. And together, you can make those dreams and goals and aspirations happen. But if they don't know what those are, then they won't be able to tailor their perspective and their advice and insight to your needs and what can help you grow. So the more you share with them about that, the better context they have to provide incredible content to your life and to help you grow in that aspiration, our dream, our goal. So there you have it, 10 considerations to become an effective mentee. There are probably more, but these are ones that we found to be very effective in finding a successful mentor and then having a great mentoring relationship with them. I just want to encourage you to go back to number one in seeking out mentors in your life. We were not meant to live alone. We weren't created to live alone. We were meant to be in community with each other and to connect in effective relationships. And I think mentoring relationships can be very effective in your life. They can help you accomplish personal goals. They can help you accomplish your professional goals and really help you in your calling and help you develop into everything that you were created to be. If you don't have a mentor, seek out that mentor this week. If you do have a mentor, apply some of the things that we've talked about to become a more effective mentee. And then as you grow in that relationship, share that with others. Life is all about giving back and giving back what we've learned from other people. And the biggest thank you that you could give to the mentors in your life is to share the lessons that you've learned from them and to develop other leaders in the process.